Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, September 13th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Apple takes a leading role in credibility. A French newspaper's 15 minutes of fame quickly becomes 24 hours of the blame game. And how Japan's mobile phone companies keep afloat in the ever-growing cell phone market. We will soon be able to watch our downloaded movies on our TVs. Steve Jobs said that more than 75 films will be available on iTunes from Disney, Pixar, Touchstone, and Miramax. Other online movie services already exist but haven't attracted many customers, and the Associated Press said Apple is already being cast as a leading competitor with its entry. As with iTunes holdouts not wanting to sell their music on the music store but soon realizing it's the wave of the future and gave in, several sources at Hollywood Studios said disagreements over pricing and other issues remain unresolved, but it will only be a matter of time before more distribution deals are inked. With more than 45 million TV shows and more than 1.5 billion songs being purchased, Apple has become a leader because of credibility, and with the addition of iTV, Apple's strategy of bringing digital content stored on a computer and playing it back on a television just goes to show that this company doesn't fear challenges. Analysts are saying that similar media appliances that are designed to link a PC to a television already exist, but none have gained much traction. As a result, there aren't very many PCs that are hooked up with television sets. Though there has been some resistance from movie studios, Apple is remaining confident about digital movies and other media. Analysts are predicting that Apple's lineup of content, as well as hardware and software, is going to make digital media a success and will lead to a breakthrough in the industry. How to get 15 minutes of fame? Publish a fake photo of an iPhone and say it came from Apple. According to Mac News World, that's exactly what a French newspaper did. It published a full-page photograph of an iPhone on the very day that Apple didn't introduce the iPhone. The headline read, "Apple's Call," and the picture was credited to Apple itself. Well, as we all know, there is no iPhone, at least not yet, and the newspaper's 15 minutes of fame turned to disgrace. Especially when it became clear the photo was a fake and the attribution to Apple was an error. The executive director dismissed the mistake as a journalist's desire for the product to exist. In fact, according to the story, the image was produced by the British design agency MDI Digital and will get the blame in a correction to be published in today's paper. So how does Apple feel about these rumors? Francois Rondeau, the product marketing director of Apple France, said that Apple took such rumors of new products positively rather than negatively. He said, "When you are the market leader for innovation, people naturally fantasize about what you will do next. These are not evil fantasies, so they don't hurt us." Japan's Software Corp has begun a new promotion that'll keep customers for 2 years. And how do you think they're attracting them? By offering a new iPod Nano that is packaged with one of its own mobile phones. Reuters said SoftBank is offering one of its cell phone models made by Sharp together with a new 2GB iPod Nano, which Apple unveiled on Tuesday. Recently, SoftBank had to borrow about 1.3 trillion yen, which equates to $12.5 billion U.S., to buy the wireless unit from Vodafone, and this year is trying to spread costs such as incentives paid to retailers over time instead of paying all at once. According to the report, Japanese operators typically offer hefty subsidies to retailers to bring down cell phone prices and earn back the cost over time through monthly fees. The promotion may help SoftBank retain its 16% share in Japan's mobile market of 93.5 million users, and SoftBank is competing against its bigger rivals to roll out new services and products before the rule change from October 24th that lets customers switch carriers while keeping their numbers. Coming up, listen to music and look good doing it when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Mac users continue to be rewarded. Now any Mac user with an internet connection will be able to make free video calls. Skype has released the beta version of Skype for Mac 2.0. The new cross-platform support allows its extensive international community of more than 113 million users to make free video calls to people across the globe using both Windows and Mac computers. In addition to the release of Skype 2.0, the company announced the release of Skype for Mac OS X 1.5 Gold. Micromat has released updates for both TechTool Protégé and Disk Studio. These updates provide universal binary support for both products so they can be used on either Intel or PowerPC-based Macs. And all of the features that were previously available for PowerPC-based Macs will now be available for Intel-based Macs as well. Features of TechTool Protégé include diagnosing Mac hardware, diagnose and repair hard drive problems, optimize and defrag hard drive volumes, rebuild volume directories, as well as allowing the user to easily set up the TechTool Protégé flash drive for use on either a PowerPC or Intel-based Mac as desired. Features for the Disk Studio include new partitions to hard drive without the need to reformat and completely erase and repartition an entire hard disk. The retail price for TechTool Protégé is $229 and Disk Studio is $49. For more information, visit Micromat.com. And there are tons of ways to integrate your iPod into your daily life. The iPod speaker systems allows you to hear your downloaded music in your house. The Levi's iPod jeans lets you take your music with you and allows you to attach your iPod to a string so it doesn't fall. And the iPod dock and toilet paper holder lets you listen to music while you, well, you get the picture. What if you have to go to a wedding or somewhere that makes you wear a suit? Well, that's easy. Wear an iPod suit. The Alexans Electech Smart Fabric Touchpad technology transforms a lapel into a 5-button electronic control panel for controlling an iPod's music functions. The suit is machine washable and wrinkle resistant and will be available in 5 different styles. The suit should be available in November, just in time for Thanksgiving dinner. And those are the stories making it at Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.